Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Nora, and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scripture is a Christian show that brings the Word of God to our lives, teaching us, admonishing us, challenging us, and encouraging us in our Christian walk. I am Morenike, one of your anchor for today, and we also have Pastor Charles in the studio with us. We started a series titled Lost But Found, and we've looked at losing God's image, losing God's likeness and finding it. We've looked at losing our purpose and finding our purpose. We've looked at losing our dominion and authority and finding it. And today we'll be looking at power, losing and finding our power, which God already ordained and gave to us. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." That's dominion. Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. Lost but found.
Hello, happy Sunday, my dear listeners. We're going to paraphrase verse 26 to 28 once again. Notice the word "let us." Notice the word "rule over." Rule over the fish in the sea, over livestock, over wild animal. Notice the word "rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature." That word translated "rule over" is what we call dominion. God has given you dominion, my friend. God has given me dominion. And dominion means to rule. Defining it means the God-given mandate to govern, to manage, to steward a specific jurisdiction. This was established in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It is stewardship rather than ruthless oppression, not tyranny. So it requires responsibility and accountability to God who gave us the dominion. If you need to fully be who God wants you to be, you need to apply your dominion. Humans are meant to be rulers under God's supreme authority. We are to exercise stewardship over the earth. So dominion shows a hierarchy in the scheme of things. In relation to other creatures, we are above all of them. We as believers, however, have a higher leverage over unbelievers. For God said in Psalm that God has made us a little lower than angels. God has made us, according to Ephesians chapter 3, chapter 1, that we are seated far above principalities and power. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There are so many things that are only limited to the earth. Fear, sickness, oppression, Satan. Those things do not exist in heaven. What we are saying is that if you manifest your God-given dominion, even though these things exist on earth, you'll be living heavenly life while on earth. Fear will not take hold of you. Sickness will not waste your body. Oppression or Satan will not dominate over you. Come on, say, I have dominion.
I have dominion.
I remember the late Kenneth E. Hagin, the father, the Papa Hagin, having an encounter with a demonic entity. And in that encounter, he was having a conversation in a vision with Jesus, and that demonic entity kept on, you know, interfering with noises, like yakety-yak. And as he was conversing with Jesus, the demon was increasing the intensity of the noise. It got to a stage that Kenneth Hagin couldn't hear Jesus speaking. Again, it was too noisy. In his mind, he was expecting Jesus to command that demon to stop making noise, but Jesus never. So he cried out and wondered. And Jesus said, look, I've given you the authority, so use it. So he said, in the name of Jesus, and that demon disappeared. That's how life is. God has given to us all power, all authority. Let us know that spiritual warfare should be from a place of authority and with the knowledge of our dominion. A force is needed to activate our authority and ensure our dominion. Lost but found.
Lost but found. Then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Praise God. Welcome back, dear listeners. And I pause to remind us again about our church services every Sunday at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christ Church, in the city center, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Join us, and we know that God will do you good. And if you're trusting God for healing or deliverance, then join us every last Sunday of the month, where we believe that God will do something new in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we know that when we become a child of God, in fact, before we even became a child of God, God already gave us dominion. So when we come into Christ, we are expected to have the knowledge of this dominion and this authority that God has given to us, and we're expected to exercise it. Okay, we're expected to exercise it. If you remember my story from last week, where I have been a child of God for a while, but was unaware about the authority and the dominion that God has given to me, and did not exercise my power, you know, to speak against things, creatures, and take control of situation and circumstances. But I'm glad that God opened my eyes to see, and today I am better for it. But another thing that I want us to also remember is power. Jesus continually said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, and over every powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What is power? Power is the dunamis. Power is the force to perform actions or produce results. Power is the authority. Authority could be the right to do something, but power gives you the ability to do it. The ability to do it. And how do we experience power in our life? The Holy Spirit brings power to live for God and witness unto others into our life. This is often complemented by our delegated authority.
Welcome back. As we conclude today, let me read verse 28 once again. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the heart and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. I'm going to give you practical tips or steps to walking in the triple delight. That is power, authority, and dominion. Number one, daily acknowledge God's lordship and supremacy through a consistent altar of worship, thanksgiving, and praise. Satan doesn't want us to pray. Satan doesn't want us to worship. You'll be doing the opposite by making sure you pray and you worship. Number two, daily commit your ways to God through prayers, through faith, intercession, supplication, and warfare. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Never forget, number three, to enforce God's lordship in your life. Number four, boldly confess God's presence, purpose, and plan. Confess that you have received through prayers the purpose of God for your life. Confess that you are not confused and you'll find yourself walking in divine direction. Also, wait for the rhema and the logos that comes through the scriptures. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 35 to 36, when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray together at this place and confess your name and turn from their sin because you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. In Luke chapter 12, verse 8, also I say to you, whosoever confessed me before men, him, the Son of Man, will also confess before the angels of God. And finally, after you have done the four, consistently testify of God's victory in your life. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Testify. Testify to the unbelieving. Testify to the believing. Testimony protects what God has given you. Testimony protects what God has done. My dear friends, you cannot have power. You cannot have authority. You cannot have dominion if you are not a child of God. These things belong to children. I want you to bow down your heads, put your hand to your chest by faith, and make this confession with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.